I saw the dark figures of men and women carrying an enormous crucifix mounted on a huge palanquin. I moved out of their way and stepped outside the church. I saw a multitude of people, a sea of candles, coming toward me. I felt elated. I ran to join them. I was moved by profound love. I wanted to be with them, to pray to the Lord. I was only a few feet away from the mass of people when something swished me away. The next instant, I was with Don Juan and Genaro. They flanked me as we walked lazily around the patio. While we were having lunch the next day, Don Juan said that Genaro had pushed my assemblage point with his gate of power, and that he had been able to do that because I had been in a state of inner silence. He explained that the articulation point of everything seers do is something he had talked about since the day we met, stopping the internal dialogue. He stressed over and over that the internal dialogue is what keeps the assemblage point fixed to its original position. Once silence is attained, everything is possible, he said. I told him I was very conscious of the fact that in general I had stopped talking to myself, but didn't know how I had done it. If asked to explain the procedure, I wouldn't know what to say. The explanation is simplicity itself, he said. You willed it, and thus you set a new intent, a new command. Then your command became the eagle's command. This is one of the most extraordinary things that the new seers found out, that our command can become the eagle's command. The internal dialogue stops in the same way it begins, by an act of will. After all, we are forced to start talking to ourselves by those who teach us. As they teach us, they engage their will, and we engage ours, both without knowing it. As we learn to talk to ourselves, we learn to handle will. We will ourselves to talk to ourselves. The way to stop talking to ourselves is to use exactly the same method. We must will it. We must intend it. We were silent for a few minutes. I asked him to whom he was referring when he said that we had teachers who taught us to talk to ourselves. I was talking about what happens to human beings when they are infants, he replied. A time when they are taught by everyone around them to repeat an endless dialogue about themselves. The dialogue becomes internalized, and that force alone keeps the assemblage point fixed. The new seers say that infants have hundreds of teachers who teach them exactly where to place their assemblage point. He said that seers see that infants have no fixed assemblage point at first. Their encased emanations are in a state of great turmoil, and their assemblage points shift everywhere in the band of man, giving children a great capacity to focus on emanations that later will be thoroughly disregarded. Then, as they grow, the older humans around them, through their considerable power over them, force the children's assemblage points to become more steady, by means of an increasingly complex internal dialogue. The internal dialogue is a process that constantly strengthens the position of the assemblage point, because that position is an arbitrary one and needs steady reinforcement. The fact of the matter is that many children see, he went on. Most of those who see are considered to be oddballs, and every effort is made to correct them, to make them solidify the position of their assemblage points. But would it be possible to encourage children to keep their assemblage points more fluid? I asked. Only if they live among the new seers, he said. Otherwise, they would get entrapped, as the old seers did, in the intricacies of the silent side of man. And believe me, that's worse than being caught in the clutches of rationality. Don Juan went on to express his profound admiration for the human capacity to impart order to the chaos of the eagle's emanations. He maintained that every one of us, in his own right, is a masterful magician, and that our magic is to keep our assemblage point unwaveringly fixed. The force of the emanations at large, he went on, makes our assemblage point select certain emanations and cluster them for alignment and perception. That's the command of the eagle, but all the meaning that we give to what we perceive is our command, our gift of magic. He said that, in the light of what he had explained, what Genaro had made me do the day before was something extraordinarily complex, and yet very simple. It was complex because it required a tremendous discipline on everybody's part. It required that the internal dialogue be stopped, that a state of heightened awareness be reached, and that someone walk away with one's assemblage point. The explanation behind all these complex procedures was very simple. The new seers say that since the exact position of the assemblage point is an arbitrary position chosen for us by our ancestors, it can move with a relatively small effort. Once it moves, it forces new alignments of emanations, thus new perceptions. I used to give you power plants in order to make your assemblage point move, Don Juan continued. Power plants have that effect, but hunger, tiredness, fever, and other things like that can have a similar effect. The flaw of the average man is that he thinks the result of a shift is purely mental. It isn't, as you yourself can attest. He explained that my assemblage point had shifted scores of times in the past, just as it had shifted the day before, and that most of the time the worlds it had assembled had been so close to the world of everyday life as to be virtually phantom worlds. He emphatically added that visions of that kind are automatically rejected by the new seers. Those visions are the product of man's inventory, he went on. They are of no value for warriors in search of total freedom, because they are produced by a lateral shift of the assemblage point. He stopped talking and looked at me. I knew that by lateral shift, he had meant a shift of the point from one side to the other along the width of man's band of emanations, instead of a shift in depth. I asked him if I was right. That's exactly what I meant, he said. On both edges of man's band of emanations there is a strange storage of refuse, an incalculable pile of human junk. It's a very morbid, sinister storehouse. It had great value for the old seers, but not for us.